This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, welcome. Thursday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Appreciate all of you joining us. Hopefully you're all safe and sound. We've had a little bit of weather move through the area, and hopefully you're doing okay. Dr. Kelly Victory should be joining us here momentarily. Steve House will be calling in as he gets free. He's got a few things going on today. Question of the day, really quick, yesterday's answer. Which delicious treat contains flavonoids and antioxidants that can enhance blood flow to the brain, improve memory, and provide a mood boost? The answer to that would be dark chocolate. You've heard me talk about that before on Wednesdays, by the way. All right, today's impossible question. Name the lake in Australia that has pink water. I would have no idea what the answer on this one is, by the way, because I've never been to Australia, one place I'd actually like to go to at some point. But name the lake in Australia that has pink water. And again, you can answer that on the RushToReason.com website. Also, in turn, if you miss anything that you hear us talk about, any episodes, I get folks at times that will, you know, text in and want to have, you know, access to X, Y, or Z. You can typically find whatever you need on the website, RushToReason.com. Producer Ann does a great job of indexing all of the different things that we talk about on a daily basis, including all the things we do here with Dr. Kelly Victory. And if there's something you've missed in the past or something you want to send on to someone else, maybe you heard it and you want to send it to someone else, you're more than welcome to do that as well. You can do that right on the website. And once you find the link, typically you can just forward that on to whoever it is that you'd like to have, you know, tune in and listen. And keep in mind, you can have those individuals listen to us on a regular basis as well. You can go right to our website, RushToReason.com, and they can click and listen live. You can also download the app on your phone, KLZ Radio, and you can go to the website, KLZRadio.com, and listen there as well. So you've got folks out of town that want to listen into what we have to say, which I know a lot of you are right now. Thank you, by the way, for listening on an out-of-the-area basis where you don't have terrestrial radio nearby. You're listening through the app. Thank you for that as well. We do appreciate it. Dr. Kelly Victory joining us now. How are you, Dr. Kelly?
I'm doing great, John. How are you? Having a few technical issues, but other than that, just fine.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, it's modern technology. What can you say?
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to sort of pick up where, not sort of, we're going to pick up where we left off last week. For some of you listening, you may not know where we left off. But there were a couple of things that were sort of in the air, I guess you could say. And Dr. Kelly, you said, hey, let's just pick those up next week. And so I wrote them down and I've got them handy. I just thought we'd start there. Then we've got some other things to cover as well. Steve House will join us as he can. He's got a few things going on right now. He'll let us know as he, you know, potentially can join us midstream here. But you were going to say last week how to help fend off the spike proteins that some may have gotten from the jab. Maybe they weren't listening to us. Maybe they didn't know. They went ahead and got the vaccine. They now have become a lot more educated and realize that maybe that isn't something they should have done. What do they do now?
Well, there aren't a lot of great options, but there are some preliminary evidence that some supplements are helpful in or denaturing the spike protein. We know, John, that the problem really boils down to a couple. Number one is that spike protein. Okay. It is the thing that that causes people to form clots. It also seems to have an inflammatory component to it as well. It's a protein and therefore can be broken down by different enzymes. one of those enzymes that has shown promise is one called natokinase. Okay. It is an enzyme that occurs in a fermented soy product called natto. It's kind of a cheese-like product that's ingested commonly in Asia, particularly in Japan. And that natokinase enzyme has shown promise not only in breaking down the spike proteins, but it also has other health benefits. It's been used to lower blood pressure. It's a mild blood thinner in its own right, and therefore has been used in people with heart disease. It has really a very, very good safety profile, so no real downsides to trying it. And again, it is shown that there's some evidence that it can actually break apart and help you to eliminate the spike protein.
Okay. Dumb question on my part. And I know we've talked a lot about this, and I'm sure we have covered this, but if I've got still kind of some lingering questions, I'm sure other folks out there do as well. The spike protein, and you just said we're going to do our best to try to get that broken down and so on, and we've talked in depth in past shows about what that's doing and even the delivery system of, which we could cover again today if we get some time so everybody's on the same page. But I also interview a lot of folks on Wednesdays where we talk about, you know, brain health and all of the neuro ends of things and so on. And Dr. Kelly, I've learned through all of that that a diet higher in protein helps with brain function, all those different things and so on. So it's somewhat confusing where protein in one side is good for our brains and our health and keeps us healthy, if you would, but yet this spike protein, and still a protein, isn't. So it's a little confusing.
Well, there are lots of different forms. You know, proteins are the building blocks of you know, our entire bodies are built out of protein. So they come in all shapes and sizes. So you're talking about the difference between proteins that you ingest in the form of foods that help us to provide the building blocks for cells and for organs and to keep our organs functioning properly, versus a toxic protein that ends up getting, you know, clogged up in arteries and veins and in blood vessels and ends up in heart muscle and brain tissue and kidneys where it doesn't belong. These are abnormal foreign proteins. These spike proteins are foreign. They are found on the outside of the, in this case, of the COVID virus, and it is the thing that you are intended to form antibodies against. The problem is that those proteins themselves, we know now, are problematic, and people who are vaccinated have the roadmap or the direction manual to continue to produce these spike proteins in perpetuity. So you will just keep producing this very, very toxic thing. So anything that we can do to rid the body of those is going to be very helpful. The spike protein by itself isn't the only real problem with the vaccine.
Right.
The lipid nanoparticles, the little fat globule that the mRNA was encapsulated in and of itself has toxic side effects, particularly to the reproductive organs. Those lipid nanoparticles consolidate in areas that have high fat in them and have, you know, our hormone-producing tissues, so particularly in the ovaries and the testes. So the lipid nanoparticles we've known for decades are very problematic, and right now we have not come up with any great ways to rid the body of the lipid nanoparticles.
Okay, somebody just asked a question, goes right along with this, so I might as well just throw it in while we're on this particular topic. Can you get the spike protein from getting COVID even if you've never been vaccinated?
Well, yes, that's a great question. When you contract COVID, you get the virus in your body, and that virus has those spikes on the outside of it. And that is the thing that with COVID, that why some people who get COVID can end up with a blood clot, for example, because of these spikes. Very, very different, however, because when you get the virus within a number of days, your own body will mount an immune system. You will fight off and kill off those viral particles, and with it, the spike proteins, and you will never see them again. That is very different from getting vaccinated, where you are giving every cell in your body the directions to say, produce spike proteins, keep making them, keep making them. So when you get the virus, you get sick with the COVID, you eliminate the viral particles and the spike proteins with it, very, very quickly. When you get vaccinated, you are turning yourself into a spike protein factory.
Okay.
You keep producing the thing that is causing the problem.
I know this answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways, just because we've got listeners that may just be joining us for the first time today. Given that everybody's different, every DNA is different, each person handles things differently, it's why some people really struggled bad with COVID and others had the sniffles. I mean, it was a wide array on that level. And what I understand is it's really the same thing when it comes to the vaccine. Some don't have any issues. They roll right along, not a big deal, where others really are struggling. And we'll talk about sudden death because it seems like every day we hear more and more of that. And I think we're only at the tip of the iceberg. But the reality is everybody's body handles those things differently. That's the scary part, right?
Absolutely. There also, you know, there's a lot packed in there. Number one, there are people who haven't had any problem from the vaccines yet.
Okay.
We don't know.
Yeah, keyword.
What is going
keyword.
To happen. Okay. Yes. So there are people who have problems right away. As we know, there are people who have anaphylaxis to the shot and collapsed on scene. There are people who had a sudden death or developed myocarditis or pericarditis within a matter of days of getting it. There are people who are having clearly onset of what we call turbo cancers, very aggressive cancers, within weeks or months of getting the shot. There are people with autoimmune issues and neurologic complications that can occur from days to weeks to months afterwards. We don't know. Furthermore, it's very clear and has been from the beginning, John, that there are differences amongst the lots.
Okay. Great point, by the way. Great point.
Yeah, 80 to 90% of the severe adverse events seem to be associated with only about 20% of the total lots. So what we are seeing here is a huge disparity in what's actually in the vials. It really reflects either tremendous issues with quality, compliance issues, because it would appear that that people aren't getting the same things. In other words, either they're getting a different amount of the nanoparticles or a different amount of the mRNA, the active ingredient in the vaccines, because all of the different lots were clearly not created equally.
Some of this, for those of you listening, I know some of this we've gone over in the past, but we always have new listeners. I'm trying to keep things up to date for even folks that may have just joined us even within the past few weeks, Dr. Kelly. So I know some of this we're kind of regurgitating because, you know, we've covered this really in depth many times over. But the different lots, why the difference? Was this a quality control issue? Was it done on purpose? Did they just not know what they were doing? All of the above? What is it?
Well, we really don't know. Much of it, John, was, I'm guessing the rapidity with which they were trying to get this stuff out to the public. I don't think they had adequate time or paid adequate attention to the quality. On top of it, many, many of these vaccines were given out of what we call multi-dose vials. In other words, it's one vial that has anywhere from 6 to 10 doses in it. So unless the individual giving it make sure that they agitate the bottle each time, for example. Many of these folks, if you remember, at the height of the vaccine program, people were getting shots in the, in the parking lot at the local Walmart.
True.
They were rolling up to the CVS. People were getting them all kinds of places. And the people giving those shots weren't necessarily adequately trained at how to do this.
Good point.
So if you have a vial that has 10 doses in it, and the person, aspirating into the syringe, drawing up those different doses, those different vaccine doses, didn't do a good job of agitating the bottle, one person could get 90% of the RNA that was in the whole intended for all 10 doses, and somebody else got a bunch more lipid nanoparticles, and the other guy got primarily saline. There's just no way to say.
And I'm guessing even depending upon how deep they put the needle into the solution, so on and so forth. There's just a lot of variables there, right?
Exactly. And so, unfortunately, it's one thing if you're talking about, the quality assessment, the quality control that normally takes place in manufacturing, you know, it should be very, very tight. And when you're talking about something as critical as a vaccine, the quality is a huge issue. You know, just think about it. There are companies, you know, that the guys who are packaging Skittles, you know, if you end up, they pull every hundredth bag or thousandth bag, whatever is 10,000th bag of Skittles, to make sure that, you know, the bag doesn't have 90% green Skittles in it and only 10% of the red ones, okay? And that's a big deal, and they shut down the whole line and they figure out what the problem is. When you're talking about vaccines, you better be darn sure that every single dose that's pulled from that vial is identical and actually contains the amount of the active ingredient that you thought it was going to contain. And they didn't do that.
And given the fact that all that was still and still is under the, you know, trial status, to where nobody can be sued over it, the reality is they didn't have to do the same quality control you would normally do. And then that quality control, as you mentioned earlier, which we've never really even talked much about, so that is a new thing we got into today in regards to the administration of said shots. There really wasn't much quality control on that end of things. Now, you know, I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek. Yes, I know most of them had to be, you know, somewhat of a medical provider to give someone a shot, but I'm guessing, Dr. Kelly, there were a lot of trainees, if you would, that sort of got deputized to go give injections that probably wasn't their normal thing they were doing 10 days prior.
I think that's correct. There were a lot of people who were doing this, I think, who did not have the proper training. It was an all hands on deck. They acted as if we were in some kind of crisis situation. Mm-hmm. They kept sounding the alarm. They were pushing for people to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. And frankly, not only were the vaccines rushed to market with a paucity of safety testing behind them, they still, as of today, May 18, 2023, the vaccines are still not FDA approved.
Yep.
They are still experimental. They are only available under the emergency use authorization. So this is a non-FDA approved product, and they were given in many cases, as you said, by people who were trained relatively quickly in terms of, you know, giving these shots. And again, I can't say that this was done purposefully in terms of their, you know, something nefarious that the lots are so different. I'm guessing that it was more a problem with a lack of quality control. Mm-hmm. But the reality is the results are clear. Mm-hmm. We have clearly a disproportionate number of severe adverse events related to a small number of lots. And that can only reflect one thing, which is that the lots are not all the same.
All right. We'll stop there for a minute. Questions? Text us 307-200-8222. Again, 307-200-8222. I'll get those answered as soon as we come back. Absolute Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Don't forget about the Quiet Cool system, $300 off. I know it's a little cool outside right now, and you're thinking, what do I need that for? It's going to warm up, and you'll save money once you have it. The May special is $300 off, 720-526-0231.
Your Quiet Cool whole house fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for Quiet Cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a Quiet Cool whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a Quiet Cool whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's going to join me at 5 o'clock, so have all your mortgage and real estate questions ready. 720-895-0500 is how you call Kurt.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy down or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
All right, skincare is a big deal, and we've got help for you. That's Botanical Rush. There's a 25% off discount code right now. Just use John25 and head to botanicalrush.com.
We know you are tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myra Mesko is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years' experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com, code JOHN25.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Dr. Kelly Victory with us. And again, if you've got a question for us, text us 307-200-8222. And you can find out all about Dr. Kelly on our website. Just go to rushtoreason.com. There's a whole page there dedicated just to her. And again, all of our past shows and things that we've done over the course now, Dr. Kelly, 3 years. And I honestly didn't think we'd still be doing this. But it's amazing to me that even after everything we just said over the past, 25 minutes or so, it's still being, the vaccine, is still being pushed. There's still scare tactics when it comes to COVID itself. Every single time there's a new strain, there's some new scare that goes along with it. Is this ever going to end?
Well, I'll tell you, I think the confidence of the public in our agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the Health and Human Services, NIH, has been grossly undermined, and I think with good reason. These agencies have let the American people down. Mm-hmm. They mismanaged this pandemic in a way that will go down in history as the greatest public health debacle of our time.
Mm-hmm.
They abdicated their duty to first do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. An adequate risk benefit analysis. They acted as if everyone was at equivalent risk from this virus. They acted as if there were no readily available, safe, and highly effective medications that we could have used to treat this. And they instead rushed to market an experimental vaccine, again, with inadequate testing, forced many, many, many people to take it against their best judgment.
Yep.
Coerced people, shamed them.
Some of them, it was either you get it or you lose your job. So some people got it to keep their job.
Correct. And many people took it out of convenience because they wanted to travel or to go to social events, sporting events. Other people took it because they bought into the fear. And the reality is this, will it ever end? It's not going to end until we clear house and expose much of the fraud that happened here. There are two groups of people. There are people who made mistakes in this, John, but there are a heck of a lot of people at the helm who didn't make mistakes.
Yep.
They lied.
That's right.
And there's a big difference.
That's right.
There are people who lied. They lied because they had huge financial incentives to do it. They lied because there was a big power play to be had here. And I don't think we get beyond this until all of it is exposed. If you didn't have a chance to listen to some of the testimony going on in front of Congress today about the FBI and the incredible amount of corruption and malfeasance that's gone on at the highest levels of our law enforcement, the DOJ, the FBI,
yep.
don't think for a minute that it stops there.
That's
I
right.
think the American people deserve an accounting on a lot of levels, and it certainly includes places like the CDC and the FDA and the perverse relationships between Big Pharma and our government agencies.
Agreed. Okay, along those lines, we had a question that came in also last week, or actually somebody made an announcement right after we were finished, and they were talking about the WHO and this whole, you know, the 76th annual assembly in Geneva. It'll be going on here actually next week, and they're trying to negotiate agreements that basically, in a nutshell, would make the WHO in charge of our healthcare. And I know for a fact, as well as you, that not only did America handle this whole thing incorrectly, the WHO, who really had a lot to say with what went on a worldwide basis, but even here at home, they mishandled it as well. So, no, I don't want them running our health care.
I agree with you. Well, first of all, let's be very clear. The World Health Organization is the long arm of the Communist Party.
There you go.
Party.
Thank you.
And there's, okay, this is, you know, let me just put it right out there. So the idea that we would enter into this treaty and what is being suggested and what President Biden intends to do, from all appearances, is to sign this treaty that would abdicate to the World Health Organization control over our decision making and our policies in the time of a national or international healthcare crisis. Very, very loosely defined, by the way. It certainly would happen in the case of another pandemic, but it could also happen based on their own whim, anything they
yep.
decide they
That's
want
right.
to call a healthcare crisis. And what it would mean is that the World Health Organization would supersede anything that our own constitution. The World Health Organization, if this were to pass, could then decide who needs to be vaccinated. They could mandate vaccinations. They could mandate school closures or church closures or business closures. They could say who can and can't travel. They could say all kinds of things. We would be, you know, they would be superseding or abdicating, you know, we would be abdicating our control over our own sovereignty, our own constitution, and giving that away to the World Health Organization in the time of a crisis. And as I said, it's very loosely defined, given the relationship between the World Health Organization and other foreign powers, not the least of which, as I said, are the Chinese Communist Party, and how horribly this last pandemic was managed, I can't imagine who believes that this is the right thing to do.
In turn, we can call our elected officials and talk about these very things and tell them that we are very much not in favor. We disapprove of this. Who, at the end of the day, Dr. Kelly, makes the final decisions on what we do here?
Well, it appears to be Congress and the president. You know, Biden is going full steam ahead, it appears, you know, willing to sign this thing.
Luckily, we have control of Congress, not by a lot, but at least we have control of it. That's a plus.
Yes, and I think that it would, I'm not sure it would withstand legal challenges, because, again, you're talking about abdicating the sovereignty of our
Yeah, it's not even constitutional. So that was the other thing I was going to ask you. And I'm not a constitutional attorney or expert, but just, you know, common sense would say, wait a minute, time out. You guys are giving away really a lot of our quote-unquote freedoms to foreign entities. How in the world is that constitutional?
Exactly, and I think that that's what I'm saying. I don't think that it would withstand constitutional challenge. Again, I'm not a constitutionalist either, but I think that there will be big challenges. Still, it really reflects a very,
yep.
very worrisome move. It's a worrisome kind of this nonstop willingness to give up, turn over our civil liberties, our rights, our
yep.
constitution. You know, even if you go back again to COVID, the idea that we were doing, clearly, doing gain-of-function research in conjunction with our greatest geopolitical foe,
yep.
Anthony Fauci, and his entire group of folks there at the CDC, was working with the Wuhan virology lab. You know, you're doing gain-of-function, weaponizing pathogens with our greatest geopolitical foe. Oh, I don't know. What could possibly go wrong? This is stuff that I didn't agree with a lot of what Barack Obama did. But one thing I absolutely agreed with was his putting a moratorium, a full stop on gain-of-function research, because it was deemed to be too dangerous for exactly this sort of reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're talking about weaponizing or increasing the potential infectiveness and lethality of a pathogen, you can have a problem where
right.
it gets out, because humans are fallible. It can also be done, out of ill intent, out of malintent.
Right.
And the idea that we were doing this with the Chinese is terrifying. Now we have people in our own government who clearly are trying to undermine our sovereignty.
Yep,
and
fact.
Are talking about giving over our control of everything we do to the World Health Organization. Who's to say that the World Health Organization doesn't decide that something else is a health crisis? I don't know, obesity.
They were trying to push the monkeypox thing not long ago, which we all which we knew was a nothing burger, but they were going to push that as well. And that's just one small example. To your point, they could make anything they want something big
Correct.
That really isn't.
Correct. They can decide we are giving it, and this is something we need to push back against, because it would be absolutely catastrophic. And like all things of this sort, once you give that away,
yep.
Once you give that power, you are never getting it back again.
No, to your point, Dr. Kelly, they could come in and say, wait a minute, we believe the world is overpopulated, so we want every single country, including the U.S., that from now on, you can go to the Chinese side of things, and it's a one child per family rule. I mean, there's so many things that could happen, Dr. Kelly. This is just a path we do not want to go down, period.
Absolutely, and this is not stuff that just comes out of this is not some conspiracy theory.
No,
no. Let's face it. The Chinese government has a one-child policy. They have done draconian things. They have messed with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
They have no problem controlling their people. They have no problem deciding what you can and cannot do. And we saw how quickly during this pandemic, places that we used to think of as very free, places like Australia.
Yep.
Australia became an internment camp.
Oh, draconian. It was awful.
Absolutely horrific. And don't think that can't happen here if we are giving up our civil liberties and if we allow our own constitution, our sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
to be undermined by this sort of a treaty.
Let's not forget, Dr. Kelly, there were a lot of individuals, mostly from the left. There was a few weirdo conservatives as well, but mostly individuals from the left that were rabid that cities should have been shut down in their entirety. People should not have left their homes or driving around. People wanted moratoriums on driving from state to state. We had people in this country that if they would have had their way, that's what would have happened here.
Oh, there are people who were out there, and many, many people in Hollywood, many of them, many people in the mainstream media who were out there saying, if you're not vaccinated, you should lose your job.
That's
you
right.
You shouldn't be able to.
You're killing people. We heard this, Dr. Kelly. You're killing people. You don't care about people. You're killing them.
But it wasn't just, they weren't just, deriding you and insulting you in public. They were saying you should be arrested.
That's right.
You should be locked up. You should be locked in your homes, which is, by the way, something that the Chinese Communist Party did. They welded people into their homes.
Yep.
They welded.
Oh, it's awful. Awful.
Okay? Kind of stuff. And these are the people you're talking about allowing to control what we do should there be another health crisis. I mean, people have lost their minds.
Agreed. All right, got another question for you. Give me 1 second. We'll come right back. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. 877-WE-HIGH-5. Again, folks, all your plumbing needs. One call, 877-WE-HIGH-5.
Denver is home to a diverse landscape. And with that diverse landscape comes diverse water quality. Hi-Fi Plumbing knows that your city's water supply is not tested at your tap. And you could be drinking minerals, bacteria, and other impurities every day. There are also several other factors that water quality can affect, like color and taste, the effectiveness of expensive hair care and hygiene products, stains on clothes, corrosion of pipes and fixtures, and more. If you think you might have water quality issues or just want to find out what's in your water, call Hi-Fi for that. Hi-Fi will send an expert tech to your home to go to work like a detective, investigating your water for the faintest hint of impurities and recommend a course of action customized to your home and water supply. Call Hi-Fi at 877-WE-HIGH-5, 877-WE-HIGH-5 right now, or go to klz.com/plumbing today to schedule your in-home consultation.
Call Hi-Fi today.
All right, your financial future is a big deal. Make sure that it is secure, at least the best it can be, and have a plan in place. That's where Golden Eagle Financial comes into play to help you. Call Al Smith today, 303-744-1128.
You're tired of being rushed into everything these days, especially financial decisions. Retirement shouldn't be something you plan while you're in line for coffee. It takes careful consideration. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial takes time with you. He gets to know you and walks in your shoes to ensure you have the most comprehensive personal plan possible. Al will learn everything he can about you, your goals, and where you've been. He will also print all of your policy and account paperwork on actual paper. Al believes that retirement planning and life insurance are things that should be taken seriously, not scanned quickly and signed. And he knows the process, so he'll be able to keep you on track and away from pitfalls and bad ideas. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So contact Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
All right, up next, it is CHESS. That is the Colorado Heritage Education School System, and they are there to really give you an alternative to the public school system. Find them by going to coloradoheritage.org.
With the school year coming to a close, you are concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your student's education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. CHESS offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
This is Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back again. Dr. Kelly Victory with us. And again, if you want to know more about Dr. Kelly, all of her credentials, and what we've been through for the past 3 years, just go right to the website, rushtoreason.com, and you can find everything there. A little off topic, Dr. Kelly, but this is something that even I think Charlie and I were actually talking about here just a few days ago. And it's something that I think there's probably more people out there wondering, especially with everything we've gone through with COVID and some folks even still having some effects from long COVID and maybe not sleeping as well and so on. Is there a question? Let me rephrase this. When is it time, because of you're not sleeping well, to go to a prescription sleep aid? And are those addictive? In other words, should you do that or not? And is that like a last resort sort of a thing? Or how do we do that?
Well, I can't give blanket advice because everybody's
correct.
Very, very, and in general, I don't think that prescription sleep aids are a good answer for most people long term.
Okay.
They can be very, very helpful in the very short term, when you're traveling, for example, and your sleep is disrupted because you've crossed multiple time zones, for example, and therefore you need to get a decent sleep and you need an aid to do that. So for a couple of days or possibly a week, you might use a prescription. But long term, yes, they are addictive, and you don't get the same quality of sleep using a prescription aid. You do get knocked out, but you don't go through all of the same sleep cycles as you would if you did so naturally.
Okay.
So I really recommend that people do try some of the more natural sleep aids like melatonin and some things of that sort. Some people get a lot of help from CBD. And then more importantly, I think that all of this is getting good sleep hygiene, meaning things like going to sleep and waking at the same time every day. You should try to do it 7 days a week. Many people, have a very, very different sleep cycle on the weekends than they do during the week.
Right.
So, during the week, you're going to bed at 10 o'clock and getting up at 6 in the morning. And all of a sudden on the weekend, you stay up till 2 in the morning and then think you'll sleep till noon the next day. Well, that's very, very disruptive. The more you can keep your sleep-wake cycle consistent, the better. It's the reason that we do that with babies. We try to get them on a routine. That doesn't change when you become an adult. You want to be on as much of a routine as you can, whatever that routine is. I also think that people need to avoid these blue light emitting devices. That's everything from your television to your iPhone to your iPad. Blue light emitting devices turn off that area of your brain that normally produces melatonin, that normally produces the neurotransmitters that help you to sleep. So you are doing yourself a disservice to be on your iPad or on your tablet reading a book in bed because you're giving your brain the directions, turn off the sleep, and therefore you put your tablet or pad down, but you're not going to fall asleep. So I think limiting screen time to nothing, within 2 hours of wanting to go to sleep is very, very helpful.
And again, the reason why we're asking this for everybody listening is one of the things to help fend off all sorts of things that happen in life, from viruses to bacteria to, just other sorts of illnesses that would come along, Dr. Kelly, as we talk all the time, is, of course, one of the keys is getting a regulated good night's sleep night after night after night. Very, very important to me. And not only for all of that, I just know even for our mental health. I interview enough people on Wednesdays where sleep is a big deal and most Americans are not getting enough.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Americans are historically sleep deprived. And I think part of it's because we have spent so much time now on our devices. It's very hard to turn it off. You know, when I was growing up, you pretty much, you could only go shopping during the day when the stores were open. And you couldn't even get a lot of phone calls to places because there was no answering service. Now you can shop 24/7. You can pretty much be in contact, chat with somebody online for your local retailer 24/7. You can do work 24/7. Mm-hmm. They have lost that ability to put limits on it so that you really start to shut down, do something social and interactive with your family or friends, and then, just turn it off and go to sleep. The other thing we need to do, I think, really is make sure that you have decent, light limits, in your wherever it is you're sleeping. You don't necessarily need blackout shades, but you want to limit the amount of light, and you want to keep your room cool if possible. There's no question that keeping the room, 3 to 5 degrees cooler than it is during the day actually enhances sleep. It's part of the reason I think people sleep so well in hotel rooms, because they've got those great blackout curtains. And you can crank the air conditioning up, and so people do, but it does help you sleep better.
All right, question just came in as well. Do you recommend sunblock even though we get less vitamin D from the sun? Good question, by the way.
Yeah, and there's no question that we get less vitamin D because sunscreen has been added to so many products. You're hard-pressed if you're a woman to find a facial product, whether it's a moisturizer or makeup that doesn't include sunscreen. All of that said, it is far, far easier to supplement vitamin D by taking an extra vitamin D, gummies or whatever, than to treat skin cancer. So all day long, I will take vitamin D deficiency because you can supplement that with no problem. There are many, many ways to get additional vitamin D. It's hard to do it just through dietary sources, but supplementing vitamin D is very easy. Treating skin cancer is not so easy, and we have absolutely decreased the risk of skin cancer by adding sunscreens to our daily routines. And so in addition to the fact that having, you know, a lot of sun exposure increases aging, you know, lines, wrinkles, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, I'm a big believer in sunscreen.
All right, last question, and I don't know if I saw that. I read so much stuff during the day. I'm sorry. If I saw this from you, then, you know, you take the credit for it. But the interim chair of the CDC, and not saying that there's anything, you know, hanky-panky going on here, but she has got huge ties to Pfizer and a lot of the money that's come from them. What are your thoughts there?
Well, they all do, and this is an ongoing problem. As I said, the to call it a cozy relationship between these organizations and Big Pharma is putting it mildly.
Cozy is not that they're in bed with one another. It's not just cozy.
Yes,
they're sleeping together.
Exactly, and there are huge financial incentives. Even during the time that that Fauci was at the CDC, they were getting millions and millions of dollars for their share in the patents that they co-own with people in Big Pharma. All of them go directly either from Big Pharma to these agencies or from these agencies to Big Pharma after they retire. It's absolutely perverse, mm-hmm. and it shouldn't be allowed to happen. There's no question that that's been part of our problem because you have a huge conflict of interest. Same thing happens with the medical journals. Our scientific journals have been wildly perverted because of these relationships,
mm-hmm.
and so you're hard-pressed as a scientist to get something published if it isn't in favor of Big Pharma. It's one of the things that I think Bobby Kennedy, whether you like the rest of his politics or not, Bobby Kennedy is the one candidate who has really made it part of his platform, that he is fighting this relationship between Big Pharma and the rest of our government, because you cannot have really decision-making that's in the best interest of the people when there are these perverse financial incentives.
Last question, and this is, again, sort of off topic of what we would normally go through. It's just something I've been wondering here over the past, I don't know, several months here in regards to where we've come through with COVID, the now distrust that the American population not only has in government, but in Big Pharma, as you just mentioned a moment ago, these relationships, these in-bed relationships you just mentioned. Are we going to see a slowdown in the technological advancements of drugs and treatments and so on because of all of that? Or do you think things will still continue to stay ramped up? I mean, let's face it, as a country, we've been a leader in that area. Are we going to continue to do that given everything that's happened the last two or three years?
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to see decreased demand. You're going to see decrease, you know, so what the pharmaceutical companies will try to continue to do it. But I think there's going to be a significant decrease in demand.
Mm.
You're not only seeing decreased demand right now for COVID vaccines, you're seeing decreased demand for all vaccines.
True.
People had a huge wake-up call, and they said, wow, if they're lying about this, if
yep.
they lied the way they did about this, they had knew all of this information that they withheld from the public. If they'd had their way, they would have withheld it for 75 years. Most of what we know now about these vaccines is from aggressive FOIA requests, where we've had to essentially demand that they turn over the information they knew. Now that we've exposed as much of this fraud as we have, as much of this corruption between Big Pharma and our government, I think what you're going to see is decrease in demand. I've always been kind of a late adopter on things. I'm not that person who rushes out to use or to prescribe a new antibiotic or a new blood pressure medication or a new anything, because I've always felt that, yeah, you know, let's let a couple hundred thousand or, you know, mm-hmm. 500,000 people try it before I start giving it to my patients.
Sure.
Because it happened many, you know, remember Vioxx? You know, Vioxx
mm-hmm.
was on the market for a long time before it all of a sudden got pulled off, you know, with really some tragic results. And we've seen it happen with other blood pressure medications, antibiotics. It happens not infrequently that a medication gets fully FDA approved and then pulled from the market after additional safety data comes in. So I think that people are going to be a little bit more circumspect, a little more suspicious.
Yep.
And certainly when it comes to things like vaccines or recommendations that are made by the CDC, I think a lot of people are going to take it with not just a grain of salt, but a block of salt.
And somebody just texted in, too, and said that, you know, we're going to start switching into more natural medicine, which, by the way, that's already happening. We've talked about that, you and I have, and Steve, many times in the past. Yes, there's already it is happening as we speak. For all of you out there listening, there are individuals literally now who are going to different types of private practices, doctors who have left sort of that end of things. They're still MDs, Dr. Kelly, but they're leaving that prescription end of things and going more towards everything you talk about, by the way. Are you staying healthy? What are you doing to stay healthy? How do we get you more healthy? If you're not healthy, what do we do? You know, and it's not just a pill to pop. What can we do to make your life better in a natural way? And yes, you're going to see a lot more of those popping up. They already are as we speak.
There's no question. And it's not just a move, I think, to a more holistic way of practicing medicine, but it's a disentanglement from the entire complex of big pharma and the insurance companies.
Yep.
Many of my colleagues are saying we're going to a concierge-type practice.
That's right.
We aren't going to take insurance any longer. We don't want to be beholden to a big hospital system. I'm not answering to the CEO of a hospital or the chief of staff of a hospital who's going to tell me what I must do or what I cannot do. I'm not going to follow the whims of an insurance company who's going to tell me what I must do or what I cannot do. And I'm not going to fall prey to the corruption of big pharma.
Yep.
And I think if we get back to that, so I think it's not just a change to a more holistic way of prescribing, but it's really disarticulating from the entire medical complex that has corrupted everything and has gotten in the way. It's gotten very much in the way of the relationship that was previously sacrosanct between physicians and their patients.
All right, I'll leave it with that. As always, this hour just zooms by. Dr. Kelly, thank you very much for all of your time. I learn something new every single week that you're on, and I appreciate it very much. Believe me, I know our listeners do as well.
Well, thanks very much for having me. I always enjoy it.
It's always great. Dr. Kelly, appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of your day. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. 35% off right now. Product, material, and labor, 303-529-0720.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts, without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. If you've thought of a reverse mortgage, see if it's right for you. Bruce will explain to you specifically with your situation. KLZradio.com is where you find him.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
K&R Home Transitions. Ask about the re-up program. It may be the right fix for you. What I mean by that is it gives you the ability to fix your home up and then share in the benefits of once the house sells. Call them and find out how that works for you. 720-437-8210.
You need to sell your home, but it needs some remodeling. That sounds simple. All you need to do is source contractors, research the market to find out what buyers are looking for, direct the work to be done, hire someone to clean up the mess, do the work, shoot photography and list the home, negotiate with buyers, make concessions, and redo some of the work you already did. Oh, okay. That doesn't sound very simple. But there is a better option. You can hire Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions and let them partner with ReUp to handle the updates without paying a dime up front. ReUp will remodel your home based on what will sell and increase value. They will do the work, clean the mess, and Kat and Robin will market and list the home to sell fast. K&R will help you navigate the process start to finish. You can let them do the work and enjoy the additional cash you make from selling a highly marketable home faster than you could have. Go to klzradio.com/home to learn more about K&R Home Transitions and ReUp.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that is it for this hour. If you missed anything, again, you can go right to our website, rushtoreason.com, and you can look up everything about Dr. Kelly and all of the things that we have covered in the past as well. So check it out there. Again, rushtoreason.com. And again, thank you all for listening very much. We do appreciate it. And thanks again to Dr. Kelly Victory as well. Always gives us great information. All right, we'll be back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.